Thank you. And I was involved with Mustang Square, both the first and the second one. And the first one, a very important lesson for us on social media. First of all, we had a recommendation of approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission, and we thought everything was looking good because it made a lot of sense at this location. But comes time to the city council hearing, we had, I think, close to 2,000 electronic responses on social media against us. And some of them came from South Africa. Some of them came from South America. Some of them came from Europe. I don't know how that happened, but it wasn't approved. We pulled back the apartments, came in with townhomes, which was actually more of a transitional use to the adjacent residential anyway, and it was approved, and they're well on their way. But wanted to take the next few minutes and talk about several, I think, very successful projects that have occurred in Plano based on their comprehensive plan and wanting to do more compact urban-type developments on these opportunity areas. And one of the really interesting tools that the city developed is this urban mixed-use district, which, as you can see, it's intended to create a true urban environment on different tracts of land. And some of the things that, again, it's intended to be compact. I mentioned the word compact, pedestrian-oriented developments. Some of the, and you'll see some consistencies between what I was saying earlier and what's in this ordinance. Some of the objectives or some of the uses were mixed uses, dense development, minimum maximum heights, no maximum lot coverage. Again, trying to create an urban environment, minimum lot coverage, minimum FAR, and then a maximum FAR. And they also incorporated urban design standards in this UMU district. For example, a required main street. So in a couple of these projects we're going to show you, we have developed a main street. First of all, it makes a lot of sense, but second of all, it also creates an organizing element throughout the development. Street activization, again, it goes to trying to create that urban environment, that exciting, interesting environment where you do have a true mixture of uses on the development. The mixed-use requirement, there is a phasing requirement in there. There's a minimum residential density of 40 units an acre. I've been working in Plano for over 30 years. When we first started doing multifamily out in Plano, high density was 18 units an acre. Remember, Cheryl? I mean, that was 18 units an hour. This is a minimum of 40 units an acre. The urban mixed use actually prescribes street sections. It requires a grid system, maximum lot length of 600 feet, again, to create that walkable environment. Sidewalks on both sides of the street. Usable open space, 5 to 10%. You just can't take your detention area or a drainage area and call that open space. It's usable open space. On-street parking is required. Building placement, there are certain regulations as far as building placement goes. And downtown business signage is a whole different set of signage regulations for this area. So again, this is an example of the city creating a special district to create this environment. This is a project we worked on in Plano. The highway to the south is 190, and this is the southern boundary of Plano. What you see in red there is about 150-acre tract of land that was zoned in 1987 that allowed 10 million square feet of office distribution center, a couple hundred thousand square feet of retail, no residential. Again, back in the 80s, we were doing strict Euclidean zoning, separating the uses. This allowed unbelievable densities, but it wasn't built. The developer in this case, over the last 5 years, realized there are changing development patterns, changing patterns in this part of the state. So they wanted to do something completely different, but they wanted to do something really responsible too. They weren't in there. They had plenty of offers from data centers, from people to go in and put distribution centers there, but they didn't think that was the right thing to do. This is the Rosebud Property Company. They do extremely high quality work. They wanted to do something that was, that built their name, that represented what they are. So this is at the intersection, just off the intersection of 75 Central Expressway and 190. And up the upper right corner of this property, you see the old Collin Creek Mall. In this same area on the Richardson side of the interchange, you have this development, the City Line development, which again is a form-based development that Scott Polakoff and I worked on many years ago. Created a urban environment, compact development, grid system streets, urban street standards, mixed uses, and as a result of that development, we've got State Farm there now with 10,000 new jobs, something ridiculous, and it just keeps expanding as far as the office goes. But getting back to Rosewood, of course, the first project out of the gate for urban mixed use wouldn't be the ideal site for what you want to do as an urban mixed use development. So we had to take that set of regulations and apply it and modify those regulations to accommodate this linear tract of land. So we did create this, again, this is a Scott Polakoff gateway planning design that does have the main street, does have compact development, buildings are placed closer to the streets, have a true mixture of uses, have activation of the street. We have a requirement that X percentage of the street frontage has to be activated in terms of a non-residential use. We had a retail corner, which is basically our first phase of development that had retail. You see the three boxes there just north of the creek are restaurants. But you also see a diversity of housing types here as well. There's multifamily, there are townhomes, there's attached single family, there's detached single family. After we got this property zoned, we had 14 of the top home builders in the state coming after this property. It just, they couldn't get, and of course, one of the top multifamily developers in the state as well.